This is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. It may be unpatriotic to suggest this, but I wasn't surprised to learn that Americans are edging close to setting a land speed record, that's a tad more than 763 miles per hour, as they attempt to obtain or renew their passports. Why are so many of us who dearly love our country trying to flee our country? I'm sure this doesn't qualify as a mass migration or even as an isolated diaspora. For younger listeners, diaspora means the dispersing of people, usually seeking to escape from religious or cultural persecution. It does not refer to the diaper industry. But then, as the late, great Tina Turner questioned, what's love's got to do with it? To get back, I don't think Americans are desperately seeking passage abroad because of any of our country's problems. Look, we've been there, done that when it comes to creaky old guys running for president, interest rates mirroring the blood pressure of giraffes, surprisingly high, catastrophic fires, global heat waves, as well as movies about children's dolls, the Toy Story and Chucky films, and atomic bomb paranoia, Dr. Strangelove and On the Beach. By the way, the latter did not feature Frankie Avalon. Maybe people are scurrying to get passports out of fear that the passport photographers are about to be replaced by DMV photographers. I'd consider this a clear and present danger if I didn't think my passport photo is every bit as lousy as the one on my driver's license. In both instances, I look like someone who has a bomb in his pocket, or is just plain bombed. I'm not sure how the photographers achieved this effect. Perhaps they were bombed, or a week from retirement, or legally blind. I was so fed up with my passport photo that the last time I had to display it at customs, I put on my sunglasses. That was a big mistake. It made me look even more like a terrorist than the photo did. So the customs guy told me to remove my glasses. Then he looked at me in person and me in my photo. "Put your glasses back on," he advised. "A far better look for you." I wondered if in his off hours he also advised people on their hairstyles, ensembles, and whether they were winter people. I should ask him what to wear to the diaspora. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.